Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, George Case. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill LaFave. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bill LaFave. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The right fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting third. The left fielder, Guy Curtwright. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Culler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Vince Castano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Buck Ross. And now, play ball. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Castano and he is safe. Case steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon takes first base on ball four. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence bunts towards the mound. Ross fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Case moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Case scores. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Senators. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Hodgson reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's Senators, 1, White Sox, 1. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright bunts for an out with unknown description. Hodgson moves to third. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgson scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. two outs. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave fires to first and picks off Culler. One out. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bill LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave takes first base on ball 4. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Culler catches it and throws to first to double up LaFave. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moses strikes out. One out. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0-for-0 in the game. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Alex Kampouras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kampouras is 0-for-1 in the game. Kampouras hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler misplays the ball. That's an error on Culler. Bill LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kampouras. The throw from Castano and he is safe. Kampouras steals second. Bill LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, LaFave hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. LaFave reaches second base with a double. Kampouras scores. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence who is chasing the ball. Culler reaches third base with a triple. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-1 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kampouras scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vernon scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clift moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Kurt Wright hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox too. The Senators will come to bat. Alex Camporas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporas is 0-for-2 in the game. Camporas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bill LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moses. Case reaches second base with a double. LaFave moves to third. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Cuccinello reaches second base with a double. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Culler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-for-2 in the game. Castano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Culler fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Moose Salters pinch hits for Buck Ross. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hodgen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guy Kurt Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurt Wright is 0-for-2 in the game. Kurt Wright takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to third. Kurt Wright moves to second. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cucinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgins scores. Kurt Wright scores. Appling moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 3. The Senators will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-3 in the game. Early hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kurt Wright. Early reaches second base with a double. George Myatt pinch runs for Jake Early. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-3 in the game. Camporis is hit by the pitch. Bill LaFave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFave is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. LaFave bunts for an out with unknown description. Camporis moves to second. One out. Jake Powell pinch runs for Bill LaFave. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Camporis scores. Powell moves to third. It's Senators, 4, White Sox, 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Case. The throw from Castano and he is safe. Case steals second. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spence for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Giuliani now catching. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Culler takes first base on ball 4. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano is 0-3 in the game. Castano bunts for an out with unknown description. One out. Gordon Malzberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzberger bunts for an out with unknown description. Castano moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-4 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Castano scores. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.